Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Capital City Village is an Austin organization that helps Austin seniors age in place. And here to talk about aging in place and about Capital City Village here in Austin is Tommy Ferguson and Dr. Tom, of course. Guys, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here with you this morning.
Now, let's talk about the organization. What is Capital City Village?
Capital City Village is a volunteer organization which was formed about 7 years ago, which brings together all seniors, some in the mode of just providing services and friendships, some in the mode of meeting friendship. But the whole purpose is to decrease social isolation, try to supply the needs of those who would like to continue to live in place, and really to stimulate friendships through various programs and intellectual activities.
And maybe some people are unfamiliar with the concept or maybe just not giving it much thought. What is the concept and what are the benefits of aging in place?
Aging in place has actually been researched, and it's well known that aging in place, particularly where you're happy in your home and are able to stay there safely, and also more than just being there to participate in life goes on, in other words, quality of life. So there are three real benefits that I think of. One is quality of life. Two, less predisposition for depression because of isolation. And then there's actually good data that suggests that people live healthier lives when they have outside influences in their lives.
Absolutely. And to that, this is Tommy. And to that, I would add that for many people, it's also very economical, especially if you live on a fixed income. By having access to volunteer services, seniors can avoid paying out-of-pocket costs for every little bit of assistance they might need. And so they know that there's a supportive team of volunteers that they can get help from through Capital City Village.
I can imagine that one of the benefits for aging in place is economic, because I can only imagine that putting a senior citizen into a managed facility is extremely expensive.
It can be, and I'd like to say there are some really wonderful senior retirement communities here in Austin. We're very fortunate to have some really fantastic ones. But for those people that want and can stay in their homes, we try to make that as easy as possible for as long as possible. So sometimes they really just need a little bit of support here and there and can benefit from the social interaction that our group can provide. And yes, it is very economical because they may be sitting and living in the biggest asset that they have.
Yeah, we're really talking about spending an extra couple $1,000s a month, even in the very reasonable places living outside your home. So as Tommy has elaborated, and it's been shown across the nation, not just in Austin, with our expensive place, that life and the ability to enjoy it, again, assuming you can have access to socialization, is much better spent at home.
Right. And with Capital City Village, you know, we have a membership structure that has a sliding scale for membership dues so that we can meet the incomes of all different ranges of incomes for seniors. And for somewhere between $10 to $50 a month, they can participate in Capital City Village and receive all the programs and services and supports that we offer.
It looked like it was extremely affordable. Now, you have members and you also have volunteers, and some of your members are volunteers. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
So some of our volunteers are in fact, members of the Capital City Village themselves. So they're seniors as well. And I think it's really more for those that are still independent and see an opportunity and have a desire to give back to other seniors. So our range of ages goes from about 60 up to our oldest member, who is 101. And so some of our younger set of seniors are able to help those just older than them and really get them the supportive services that they might benefit from. So it's really the seniors that want to help others and want the organization to grow. It's sort of a pay it forward dynamic. And for those volunteers, they also see a benefit because helping helps the helper. So being part of an organization like Capital City Village, it's part of a way to help the individual, to help families, and to help make Austin a great place to live at any age.
Yeah, I can imagine some of the senior volunteers, your member volunteers, are probably looking for something to do with some of their free time, or maybe a lot of their free time. It maybe gives them a sense of purpose.
You know, just because you may enter retirement or semi-retirement, you know, doesn't mean that you want to do nothing with your time. I think it's really an opportunity where people can experience real growth and be able to see a benefit in helping others. And it's a wonderful dynamic.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Tommy Ferguson and Dr. Tom McCorse about aging in place in Capital City Village and how they help seniors here in Austin do that. Let's talk about some of these specific benefits that your members enjoy. When somebody signs up and becomes a member, what are some of the specific things that Capital City Village can do for them?
I think of it in three classifications. One is just social, that is events such as coffee every Thursday morning, happy hour where we get together once a month. We used to do that face-to-face. Obviously, we do it, and we've adapted quite nicely to doing that on Zoom meetings. So really, socialization in a sense of just what you would do with your neighbors. Second is programming, and the purpose of some of the programs is to enhance your health. So we may have a program on aging in the sense of what's happening to your eyes, balance, and hearing problems. We're going to have one on your aging skin. But the whole point is it enhances your brain. It stimulates your brain, as well as programs that have to do with things like immigration or other appropriate topics in our world. Then one that I think has taken an impressively important role, at least in my membership in CCV, is the formation of what we love to call improbable friendships. In other words, because of our wide breadth of being throughout the city and the wide breadth of socioeconomic members, you really meet folks you otherwise would not have met. And it's just been a joy. That can happen if you're a volunteer, such as a driver. It can happen just sitting down next to somebody at one of our various meetings, say the book club or the interest groups like Domino's. So those are the three areas that I think are really fun. And the bottom line is fun and mental stimulation.
And Tommy, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, yes, that those are really critically important benefits, and we see them every day in all of our work with our different seniors. And also really that important piece of having those having access to those supportive volunteer services. And our members can request up to 3 services per week. And then, of course, we do have the wide range of social and informational programs, as Dr. McCorse said. And, yeah, just that great connection to other people. And, also, I think, really, something that's less easy to, more difficult to formulate, but really that peace of mind and knowing that you have access to that support when and if you need it.
When you mention up to 3 services a week, can you give an example? Is it like come over and change a light bulb for me, or I don't know, you tell me, what are seniors asking for and what kind of tasks do the volunteers provide for them?
Our volunteer services help make the day-to-day a little easier for seniors. It will include transportation to essential appointments, technology help, friendly phone calls, minor home fixes like changing that hard-to-reach light bulb. These are the primary areas we help with. And technology, as you can imagine, has been really critically important to help seniors stay connected during COVID. Our volunteers don't provide professional medical care or personal care. But for those needs that you just need that little bit of assistance, it really helps to have those qualified and vetted volunteers available for needs beyond what our volunteers can help with. We do have a roster of service providers that we can recommend to.
And that's nice peace of mind for the members to have somebody that they can trust, because I would think that a lot of people would be concerned about maybe being taken advantage of in their golden years.
No, you're right about that. There's plenty of publicity. We've actually had two or three programs on senior fraud just for the reason you very nicely pointed out. So, yes, I've always liked that word trusted source, and to have some trusted source to vet some of these applications. We had a number of examples that are not appropriate to talk about now where avoidance of the potential for senior fraud has been an important part of our services.
What about volunteerism? If somebody wants to help out and become a volunteer for Capital City Village, where can they find out more information and what's the process look like?
Folks that are interested in volunteering can visit our website, capitalcityvillage.org, and submit an interest form about what they'd like to help with, and we have a range of opportunities. Then we offer monthly volunteer orientation and training seminars, which last about 2 hours. Then there's a background check, because all of our volunteers are safe and reliable and background checked. Then set up with our online system, and then they're guided through the initial steps by our volunteer director, Joanna. Then they'll have access to work directly with our seniors or work with the organization to help grow our presence in Austin. And they'll really have a great opportunity to meet some genuinely lovely seniors in Austin.
And guys, as we run out of time, we've got about 60 seconds left in the segment. What is it we didn't get to today? What would you like to say to Central Texas and Austin about Aging in Place or about Capital City Village?
Capital City Village is here, stable, ready to go. One benefit of the COVID world is Zoom that we do, and we would love to have people go to our website and just join us for some of our Zoom programs to get a feel for what we are.
And that website is capitalcityvillage.org. Tommy, is there anything you'd like to add to the conversation before we wrap it up?
Just one big thing coming up. Our annual fundraiser is coming up November 12th at 5 p.m. It will feature our keynote speaker, Judy Maggio of KLRU. And that is a great fundraising opportunity. It's something that helps support our organization so that we can support seniors in Austin.
All right, that's Tommy Ferguson and Dr. Tom McCorsh from Capital City Village. Online, it's capitalcityvillage.org. Guys, I appreciate you coming on Inside Austin today.
John, this is a great opportunity. Thank you for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.